I'm up here this morning to give you my testimony. The elders are taking turns giving testimonies, and so it's my turn this morning. Now, I grew up in a church where testimonies were not a norm. In fact, it never happened. I grew up in a small rural church in a farming country, and it was just never done. And so I'm thankful that when I got to college, I got in contact with the Navigators. And the Navigators taught us how to do our testimony, to give a testimony, to share the gospel. And so I'm thankful for that. God uses many different ways and relationships to draw individuals to himself. For myself, it was my relationship with my grandfather. I grew up in a small farming community out in rural Allegan County, south of Zeeland. Anyway, I was in church about every time the church doors was open, because that was what we did. My parents were very involved in church. They were both very good Christian parents, believers, and they were very involved in the church. And so we were there whenever the church doors would open on Sunday. We were there morning, night, Wednesday evenings. They had other things going on. We were there then. And so church was a very big part of my life growing up. I'm the oldest of six kids, five boys, and one little girl on the end. And so, needless to say, with five boys in a house, we were not always angels. In fact, my mother would say every now and then, if you guys don't behave yourselves, you're going to drive me to Pine Rest. So, but even that, considering that, I always had considered myself a pretty good kid when I compared myself to others. I suffered from allergies and asthma, so I could not help out a lot on the farm. And because of that, I was relegated to house duties. I helped my mother a lot in the kitchen and doing things in the house. And when my grandfather, who lived next door, became ill and had to be pretty much housebound, they needed someone to sit with grandfather. And so because of that, I was kind of relegated to do grandpa sitting. And I really, as I look back on it, that's one of the most precious times of my life. And so I got to be real close to my grandfather. And when he died, I knew that my grandfather had been prepared to die. And as I got examining my life, I realized that I was not ready to die. And so I knew enough, because I had been taught by my parents that I was not going to get to heaven on my good works. I was not going to get to heaven by going to church. I was not going to get to heaven by relying on my grandfather's faith or my parents' faith. And Ephesians 2:8-9 says that, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of your own doing, it's the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one can boast." So anyway, I knew then that I needed a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I needed to agree with God that I was a sinner and confess to him my sin and disobedience and ask him to forgive me and save me. I did that one Saturday night when I was 14 years old. My life since then has had its challenges and ups and downs. 1 John 1:9 got to be a favorite verse of mine, because I would quite often doubt my salvation. And it says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." My Christian life has not always been easy, but God has been and is faithful. As Philippians 1:6 says, "He who began a good work in me will bring it to completion." I have found that the fellowship of believers, biblical preaching, Bible reading, prayer, and the reading of good, solid books have been and are necessary to my continued growth in Christ-likeness. And it's, I'm sure, that way for everyone. I encourage all of you to get involved in those kind of things, to grow in Christ by doing those kind of activities. Because it may come a time when a lot of these things may not be available to you. So I encourage you to be active in doing those things. If you have any questions for me, you can see me later. I'll be glad to answer them for you. Thanks a lot.